Welcome back to Three Dads Talking About Anime. I am Chest, a.k.a. Chest. Whom else is with me tonight?
I'm Kolb.
And I'm Ben.
Ooh. Hey.
Hey.
Got a new one, fellas.
Cherry?
Cherry.
Nice.
Yes. Good eye. Wow. Is this...
Thank
wait.
You.
He knows the cans.
You mentioned this one. Is this one y'all like?
Cherry isn't in our top three. My wife's not a big Cherry fan, but I think Cherry is very good.
It's very good. I got it skeptically. Oh, Cherry as well. Just the strawberry flavor.
Yeah, exactly. Just a little straw in it. Strawberry, the lemon one, which is top of the lemon lime, not lemon lime.
Yeah,
and orange are the top three for bubblies for me.
Nice.
Cherry's also really good.
I was very pleasantly surprised by the cherry. I got it very skeptically. Like, I don't know if I'm going to like this, but it's honestly one of the best, one of the best cherry flavored beverages I've ever had.
Very good. You're a big cherry.
I'm not a huge cherry fan. That's why I didn't expect it. I usually don't like them. It's like cheer wine and nothing. And
yeah, this is coming from a guy who lives in the state of cheer wine.
Ayo. That's also what my tab says. Ayo.
Your state bird is the cherry bird.
The cheer wine. it's just a can of cheer wine is my it's the state bird.
Yeah.
On
the
our flag
is
just
cheer wine.
Yep. It's although I think Pepsi started in North Carolina, I'm pretty sure.
Really?
I need to fact check that. I'm just going to claim it, and then when I get corrected later, it'll be like, oh, sorry, I forgot. But if I'm right, that's a win-win.
I'll never check. I believe you.
Yeah, Colt might check because he loves to prove
I don't care about that guy wrong.
It's a limit. There's a limit to what you care about.
Certain topics I'll come after you for, but where soda was created, nah, I don't care.
It's good. Okay. Well, at least neither of you two will fact check me on that, so that's good.
There you go.
There you go.
There he goes.
So I have a problem. I don't remember when we told certain stories. Like, I remember that we told them, but I don't remember if they've come out yet or if we've told them yet. So I'm just going to mention a story. And listeners, if we've referenced it before, you'll know that we've talked about it. And if not, that you'll have a whole digression on it later. But I was looking at our work fridge today, looking at food.
Yes.
And there is a frozen in the freezer portion, a like really delicious looking microwavable Asian bowl. So I flipped it over. It was like one way and I flipped it over the other way, put the stuff back on top, some like ice packs. And I'm going to go check like for a week. And if it stays in that position, like the certain way I positioned it, I'm going to eat it. Yep.
So is that how long you typically wait before you...
Well, it's a frozen dinner. So this time, you know, regardless of anything I may have decided a long time ago or will decide in the future.
That's right.
With a frozen dinner, I'm like, okay, someone might be saving this for like when they forget lunch or something, which still might be the case, but there's no name. And it's in the freezer. In the public freezer, very public freezer. So I might snag it. It looked really yummy. So we'll check back in a week, actually.
Nice. You said this was a bag of pizza rolls?
It's a bag of 200 pizza rolls. I mean,
you put it upside down.
Yeah, flip it upside down. It's unopened, and I'm going to eat all 200. Oh, I did. So I made, we had a half bag of pizza rolls in the freezer the other day. and I made them all. And I managed, I felt so old. I made 45 pizza rolls and at 10 o'clock at night, and I only managed to eat 30 of them.
Ooh, yeah, 45 is a lot. 45.
Did you say 3 or 30? Oh, 30.
30. I ate 30.
That's still a lot.
Yeah, 30 is a good amount.
Oh, really?
Too.
Okay, yeah. I feel a little better then. I was feeling a little disappointed I didn't finish them, but I feel better now. Yeah. Thank you.
When we had our weekend, had our guys' weekend, we only had like 10 apiece.
Yeah, I mean, that felt small.
Yeah. I mean,
we
had a budget issue on someone else's money. But
the Illinois government.
Yes. Thank you, Illinois, again for that.
Thank you for the state of Illinois for the sponsorship of pizza rolls.
Hey, we got to schedule something. I think we've talked about that a couple times. Or we do talk about that a couple times.
We do. We need to schedule something not in March, but like April or June.
Did we do April this year? That could be the theme.
April's
annual April.
Yeah, I need my newborn child to be old enough where I could go away for a weekend on my paternity leave, but not like be a jerk and leave my wife with a newborn and two children. Yeah, you know.
So yeah, April.
So April. Yeah.
Cool.
Like the end of April. And by end, I mean the beginning of March.
We'll come back to that.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Ugh.
That was a grimace. Wow.
Yeah. End of April might not work. My son's birthday is at the end of April, so.
I see zero conflicts.
Okay.
Mid-April?
That works.
Mid-April, I'm going to be doing something.
Well, things to think about.
You know what else you got to think about? You got to give me those thoughts that you already thought about on the second selection of Blue Lock, because that's where we're at tonight, boys. Boys, men.
Blue Lock.
Men short intro jury. Tonight.
I know. I'm very excited.
Yeah.
So we left 7 minutes. It's not even 7 minutes in. We left on a cliffhanger that was very intense, and only our good friend Thomas here knows how it ended. But we've caught up to Thomas, and we're all good now. Okay. So Cole, you clearly figured out once you watched these where what part you saw, right? Because it's in like the first 10 minutes. How did you miss how the thing ended?
That's the thing. I don't know. I pulled a Thomas, everybody, where I saw a part of the episode I wasn't supposed to see. Now, if you don't know what we're talking about, go back and listen to our Burning Kabaddi episodes, because that's where it happened.
Burning Kabaddi is for
everybody. I don't understand. I don't know how they won. I don't know who got the last shot, but I saw the two guys, Red Hair and Shark Tooth. He went and they talked with our trader. And that I saw all those interactions, and they talk about winning. And I did that just go over my head? I don't understand.
Maybe you blacked out. Maybe your brain was saving you, and it spasmed, and it just didn't let you see the shot.
Crunchyroll was doing some really weird things that day, because every time you guys would text me, it would shut off. It would like crash, and I had to get back into it. Maybe every time I got back into it, it would like jump to a different section. I don't know. I don't know what happens. I wish I would have got the right answer for who got the last goal, because then I could have looked cool in the last episode.
Yeah. Jess got it.
Yeah, Jess did.
Yeah.
Because I went with generic plot. Generic plot for 500, please. Yeah. It wasn't much of a guess, because I did play off the plot pretty heavily. So.
That's fair.
But you stuck with it, you know?
I did. I stuck with it.
Stuck with it.
So we knew that they were going to win, but what did you think of the winning shot spectacular?
So I'll say this.
Okay.
It wasn't not exciting. But it was definitely not the most exciting goal for me.
Sure, that's fine.
There were many other goals thus far that got me a lot more pumped up. Like, this was the winning goal, and for some reason, I wasn't in, like, the cheering, just, like, don't get me wrong. Again, it was exciting. It was cool, but it just did not hype me up like some of the other goals, and yeah, so I'll just say that for now.
Before Cole goes, do you think that it being at the beginning of the episode, like literally in the first 4 minutes, has anything to do with that? Because the other ones, you've gotten maybe half an episode at least, yep. Sometimes all the way to the end of the episode, there's a lot of tension building. And this one, if you had like gone straight through, maybe you would have had that. Like you're going episode to episode to episode, and then boom, goal. But you feel like that affected it?
Yeah, Chest, great distinction. And I would agree with that for the most part, because it still had a lot of the pieces that I like, and that it, like the animation was there. His reaction was there. A lot of the things that I love. So I'm sure it did play a part in it. Just kind of, it has been a week since that crazy, all the craziness to get him to that point. And yeah, maybe that takes the wind out of the sails a little bit. Oh, I'll be curious what you two think. But yeah, to me, this wasn't like the climax goal as it should have been. The other one, multiple other goals I thought were more exciting.
Cool.
I think it worked well with the story, and I thought visually it was really cool what they were doing. I love the internalization of Isagi's thought process, finding out his awakening. What does he bring to the table? I love the puzzle piece thing. He's like he's like almost disintegrating into puzzle pieces. I was like, "Ooh, that looks so cool."
Yeah.
So I it was good. But I think Chess, you might have nailed it on the head. It being right at the beginning of the episode, you're not as pumped as you were at the end of the last episode. So I feel
in
like
the
I
way
would
that
have
we watched it.
Right. I feel like if that was the end of last episode, I'd be cheering just a little bit more.
Right.
But it was, it was still good. It looked really good. I liked, I guess I don't mind that he scored the last goal. He's growing as a character. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it wasn't as big of an impact.
I would agree. I actually hadn't thought about it from that aspect for you, like what y'all are saying, like the cheering, getting hyped. I think I was the most curious. I assumed they would win. So on the how. So that's what I was excited to see.
Mm-hmm.
So actually watching the ball go in the net was not what I was excited to see. I was excited to see like the puzzle piece part, right? It's like, oh, it's direct shot. Boom. There's the last bit of his weapon.
Yeah.
Figuring that out. That was my moment of like, okay. And now you can score the goal and you can win the game and all that stuff. So maybe I would have had more emotion as well, but that I was coming from a slightly different angle where I was just assuming they would win. And then as it progresses, it's very clear they will. I was not expecting them to win like immediately and then cue theme song and go this and do that. And then it's done. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, we have like 20 minutes left of this episode and they've already won. So I was definitely expecting it to be like halfway through the episode or something like that. But it does make sense. At the end of that last episode, they're like counter-striking and it's super short as far as the time left. Even as they've shot, like Nagi's picking up the ball and he's like, we can still go. And then the whistle blows. So there's clearly like zero time. Even the 4 minutes that they played it out for or whatever was simply for anime internal monologue purposes. Like the actual time left was like 30 seconds or something.
Mm-hmm.
So it was good. I thought it was a great introduction to the episode. I thought it was a great way of catalysting us into basically second selection right away. I really appreciate that about this show. We've said it before, they really don't pause too much between action. They do have sections where they will train, they will do stuff, but they quickly move you along to the next bit of business. I like that.
Ben, do you know why he's not as excited about that last goal?
Because I was right.
No, it's because your boy Nagi lost.
Oh, he's my third
and got beat.
Third most liked character.
Yeah, he was on top of Isagi and still he got scored on.
Burn.
Nah, it's okay. Because the way these episodes end, I literally have the best of both worlds going on here.
I was gonna say
two favorite characters are teaming up. Mm-hmm. So I mean,
yeah, same for me.
I'm fine. Yeah, actually, it's true.
Mm-hmm. Mm, oh, I can't wait to talk about that. But not yet, guys.
But not yet. Yeah, slow your roll.
Yeah, Colby, you'll get there.
So Colby, you're wrong again.
Just kidding. I'll get there. Yeah, I'm not. I'm just so far behind. Oh,
I really came out of these episodes liking Bakugo more. I like that character more now. I did enjoy him punching him in the face and like letting it go. And I think his character is really growing on me a lot. He still yells a lot, but it's kind of similar to Bakugo, the actual Bakugo. Like, I didn't love him at all in the beginning. And now he's like a mid-range favorite character for me of like, yeah, I would put him above some other characters because of what he does for All Might and for Deku and stuff. So he's far from the bottom.
I like when his anger is justified. Like when
that's a good way of putting
he's
it.
Angry at the traitor. That makes sense. The punch was good. And then when he steals the ball from the purple haired guy or whoever it was, I forgot, it was the purple haired guy or the fast guy. He was angry because his teammates weren't scoring.
Yeah.
So he's like, would you guys just do something up there? And he gets the ball. I'm not going to let you ruin this for me. That stuff is good. But when he's just screaming for no reason.
Yeah.
Or
anytime
when he's
in the locker room or anything like that.
Yeah. Although I did love when he's angry at the rock, paper, scissors part. Bandages you.
Yep.
Did you see that at the end of the credits?
Yes, I did.
Good.
I did.
Yes. See, that was good. I did. I thought that was funny.
Yeah. And interesting. Because when I rewatched it the second time, I watched it again because I was curious if we could figure out who the third person, who the third teammate will be for Kunigami and Chiguri. But they're all kind of out of order a little bit. So when I rewatched it, the next person
is a brown haired
team.
He's one of the brown haired kids.
And I hope he's not the one that comes out. The next one was the guy who does like the stretch. It does like the headers, like jumps really far, lanky. He would be a good addition to the team, but I'm hoping it's the goalie because then it would be my top three characters on the team.
Oh, man.
That's what I was referring to earlier. I said my favorite characters teamed up. But Jess, is that what you thought I was talking about? Jess, is that what you thought I was referring to when I said that? Okay. Yeah, he's waving at me, but he's not saying anything. Interesting. Yeah. So Kunigami walks. Is it Kuna or Kurigami? I keep getting.
I don't know for sure. I really just gotta look at their names. I gotta read. Like I can read them fast, and I'm like, oh, that's who they're talking about. But then when I have to say them back to someone, I'm like, what is his name? I don't know.
Yeah,
I have to look at it.
He just walks up to Traitor and he's just like, you know, come on, celebrate with us. And Bakugo just comes up and just like, here, shake my hand. Poof, right in the face. Clocks him.
Yes. Flocks him.
Flocks him right in the face.
Yes. Beautiful. So they're celebrating that scene, and you know they're talking about getting food and stuff, and then it's our traitor who's like, "Hey, someone's got to go get the drinks." Did that bother you?
Someone's got to get the drinks.
He told him to go get the drinks. Did that bother you at all?
I didn't catch that.
It did me.
I'm not.
I was like, why is he commanding people to do stuff again? He should not be talking about anything.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. Well, oof.
Jess, what do you think?
I don't know. The whole drink scene was an interesting one. That was a lot of water bottles, by the way. Also, the weirdest I hadn't really thought about what they eat and like, they're like, go get some drinks. I was like, I don't know what I was expecting, but it wasn't like 15 water bottles to be filled up, I guess. Mm. I was like, oh,
it
yeah.
Had something else in there. You don't know if it was water.
Yep. Straight yeah. vodka. Could have been yep. vodka yeah. and gin.
That's what I do.
Yeah. That's what you would do.
That's what I do.
Classic.
Yeah. So it went, it did that thing again where the show, it's not one of those death shows where like people just keep on dying throughout the show, but they had one of those scenes where they're getting the water and then you see like almost the Walking Dead.
Yes.
Players walking away, going to the exit. Like so many of them have just been eliminated. And that's kind of like, that's like your Squid Game moment when they're all getting mowed down by green, you know, red light, green light game. So you're like, oh man, that's so weird that I feel like that's the feeling I get, but they're just, they're still alive. They just can't play soccer anymore for the nation. So it's a weird mix of feelings I get.
Yeah.
Did you feel bad for them?
Yes. But at the same time, I don't think that rule is going to be a real rule where you can't play for anybody anymore. Just like most of Ego's things have been kind of flipped on their head. Some things even flipped on their head in these episodes.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I think is also going to happen?
You might even say he's a liar.
Yeah, you could say that. You know what I also think is going to happen? I think that kid that got eliminated in the first round in the dodgeball game. He's going to come back. Really? He's coming back.
Oh,
I don't think so.
Did you? You don't show an evil, angry face like that and not bring him back for revenge.
Mm.
When he looked at our main character and he's like, I can't believe you've done this to me. Like, he's coming back. So
you think he could be like on an opposing team in the real world?
It's going to be some weird thing. Ego's gonna be like, oh, guess what? These guys are back, and it'll be some characters that we thought were gone, but they're not.
I brought their personal enemies back to face you.
I think so.
Yeah.
I don't think so. But I'll be happy for you if that happens.
That would be cool. I mean, who knows at this point?
I'm just making a prediction. You know, it could happen.
What a silly prediction. I'm just kidding. I'm just being contrary.
Sorry, we're not all safe guessers like you, Chest. You know, our main character is going to score the final goal.
Yeah.
You know guys, prediction. I bet our main character makes it all the way to the end. I'm just saying.
You're crazy.
I'm just saying.
That's nuts. You're a madman.
I know. You're out of control. I bet that some of the characters we've seen, even in these episodes, I bet they make it all the way to the end.
Stop it.
Some
of them. Embarrassing yourself.
Just a few of them. Maybe more than a few.
You just look silly now.
I know. I know. None of it's going to be true. It's okay. No, Colb, I would love, as much as I've loved this show, I have not been thrown too many twists, like extreme twists. Example, Haikyuu, they lose big time at the end of a season. That's a twist. You don't expect that. But with Blue Lock, I feel like it's progressed in a safe format in terms of plot. It's been very fun. I love it. Love the show. But I would love a twist like that where it's like we are bringing back some people that you thought were gone. That would be good.
Something like I guess that. Here's the true test if it's a safe show or not. Does our full team make it through these tests?
Yeah.
Because watching Isagi do the first test with the goalie and the...
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm watching that and I'm like, there's no way our no-name brown-haired kids are going to be able to make this.
So did y'all notice when they did the montage and he's like, people who have been coasting on other people's goals, and it's Temple Boy and our two brown hair characters. Yep.
Yeah.
I was like, there they are. The generic squad.
Which you're right. They shouldn't be able to get through something like this.
They shouldn't. Not really. They might not.
So that's what I'm saying. If they, if our entire 12 characters make it through this, these five tests, whatever.
It's a one test, and then there's five rounds in the second part of it.
Okay, whatever. If they make it all the way through, then you'll be like, okay, this might be a safer show for the characters that we know.
Mm-hmm. No kitty show.
Yeah,
safe kitty show.
Kitty show.
Safety.
Yeah. Oh, I was thinking about this actually. Speaking of haiku, like I was, because you've compared this Ben a lot in the emotional level, not in plot or anything necessarily. I think so far for me, why it hasn't hit haiku levels, and I was meditating. I just sat down with some candles, meditated about it, and then got back up. Yeah, just really just taking it seriously. So haiku shooketh me when I watched it, because I'm like, a sports anime making me feel these things? That's crazy talk, but it happened. And then Blue Lock, same thing. Like, oh, this is phenomenal. It's like action-packed to the T. This is great. But ultimately, even though we have a great cast of a team character, you're seeing it come out in second selection. This is an individual-based show. It's a team of individuals, whereas Haikyuu is a team show. Mm-hmm. And I found myself like, how are they going to gel? How are they going to work? How are they going to win as a volleyball team? Not how are they going to come together, but ultimately they're still egotistical people that are going to end up working together. That's our prediction, that they're going to learn how to be a team. And it's a different route. And maybe I'll feel the same things at the end if that happens. Like they form a team that is an egotistical team of forwards that all think like forwards, but they play different roles. But Haikyuu just has that like feel good aspect to it of like you're making a team out of people that are there's friction, and like the other teams are awesome and they're also having camaraderie issues, and you're like, you're kind of rooting for them too. So I think that's where like Haikyuu's rising above for me as I'm watching this. Again, this is like 12 episodes in a block. but that was an observation. I was like, okay, that's the biggest difference for me. Of why, if I had to rank them right now, Blue Lock is still below it. Yeah. So just a random thought.
Yeah. No, that's fair. And not terribly random. It's two shows we talk about.
Oh, touche.
You know
what? You're right. Concrete, on-topic thought.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, but at the same time there, Chest, our guys, they already formed a bond.
It did.
So there is that team aspect. Like, just before they're all going into individual testing at the end of the first episode that we just watched, they all huddled together like, we're all going to make it, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
So like,
I love that.
So like, they're kind of a team already.
They are forming a team, which I, again, like I said, I love that. So I'm hoping to get to those levels of like it, they surpass the desire to just be individual egotistical people that are going to be the best strikers. And it's like a team effort to be the best team of strikers, so to speak. Hopefully without Temple Boy, but that, you know, somebody else can slip in there. Nagi, we'll put Nagi inside there.
Yeah. Mm.
What? Okay. So second selection, selection happens. What did y'all think?
I enjoy what they do to make things. Yeah. They just turn everything on their head, make it all different. It's not just going to be soccer game after soccer game after soccer game. There's going to be something different about each thing. And I think that's a great way to keep someone's interest, especially mine.
Like a viewer, like plot wise, the creation of this system is great for you as a viewer.
Yeah.
What did you think of Rin? Because that was right before single selection happened. So he does that kick where he kicks the two soccer balls together. What went through y'all's brain? Because I was like, oh my gosh.
I said, unnecessary, Ren. You didn't need to do that. At first I thought he was like angry. At first I thought he was angry at Ego, and he's like kicking a ball right at the screen.
Mm-hmm.
like he's going to break it or something. But then he does it. It's like a show off thing. And I was like, okay, is he trying to intimidate people or is he just warm?
Flexing.
He made it seem like it was a warm up a little. And I was like, yeah, you didn't need to do that. But it was obviously for our benefit to know who this kid is and how good he is.
Ben?
I thought, and I'm probably completely wrong, but the Blue Lock cover, there's two people. Unless those are both Isagi, I was thinking, hey, this kind of looks like it might be the other guy.
The cover.
It, like the poster on the app?
Yeah.
Oh. Now I got to look at it.
Are those both? Are those both supposed to be Isagi? I've never looked closely.
I'm about to go look now.
Well, it probably might be this guy because he's number...
Number one.
What number is he, fellas? Oh, he's number one. So it might be. He's the one that he has to surpass.
Oh, yeah. No, that's totally him because he's taller. Yeah, and you can see Isagi's number 15 on there.
Why is he 15? He's 11.
Yeah, buddy. But there's a 15. I don't know. But there's a 15 on his jersey.
Oh, he's number 15. Right, he's number 15 right now on his shoulder.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, great. Now I'm speculating. How many players are on a soccer team, including subs?
I don't think there's a limit to how many subs you can have.
All right. It might be the top 15 players. That's the team that Hugo's making.
That could be. That could be.
It could be.
Could
Sorry,
be.
Crunchyroll's distracting me with showing me what new episodes there are. I'm like, Crunchy. Oh, I haven't watched that yet. So, Rin shows off. Goes into second selection. We've actually already mentioned this. Isagi goes through, we see things through Isagi's eyes where everybody else is also doing this. There is a goalie, and you've got to score, was it 90 goals?
100 goals.
100 goals. 100 goals flat. And if you score 100 goals within the time frame, difficulty increases as time goes on, as you score goals, you pass to second selection. And that's where Ego is like, people who've been relying on other people, they're not going to cut it. The more interesting bit comes, and Isagi has some breakthrough moments, a little bit of finessing his stuff.
Honing his skill.
That's about it. Right.
Mm-hmm.
His quirk gets stronger. And he moves on to the true second selection, which is a round robin of sorts. And it is form a team of three with anybody that's already in the room and then go into the next room. When you're in the next room, the teams of three choose who they battle. When you battle, you steal one of the players from the losing team and you advance to play teams of four and then teams of five and then you're done. So actually it's not five things. It's just three rounds until you get to a team of five and then you pass. And it's, we don't see any action. There's a lot of hypothesizing, but it's great because we see their brains working of like, if we take a weaker character, we might win quicker, but we're making our team weaker, so we should challenge higher, but then we might lose. You know, like you can see them trying to decide about one, two, and three, because that's who's in there is the top three players that formed a team. What are the odds of that? Pretty high, actually.
Pretty good, yeah. Finished. I bet they're, yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty good odds. Yeah,
it's almost like someone wrote it that way.
Yeah, you just never know these days with writer's strikes and stuff.
Right. Block.
Yeah. Writer's block. But yeah, so that's like the, we're about to go into second selection. So what do you think of the system? Colby, you mentioned you liked it. You're excited for it.
Yeah, I like that there's some safeguards. That if you lose, you don't lose altogether. So like one of your teammates gets stolen. So that person gets to move up, but then the two people that lost, they still have another chance to continue on. So I like that idea. So some of our characters that might not be the strongest, they still have an opportunity to continue on. So I think that's good. I think that's a good only way to keep characters in the loop, you know?
Only the weakest of the weak will lose at this point.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Ben, did you have thoughts?
I was pretty fascinated with the decisions all the characters made initially. So Isagi walks in first, and then dribbling guy.
Bachura.
Yeah.
Dribbling
guy. He walks in right behind and is so excited to be on Isagi's team. And I was annoyed by the fact that Isagi was annoyed, like that he would assume we're on the same team. It's just like, come on, man. You already,
of course you assume
beyond that.
Literally from the first episode, man.
He literally says in the first training, all of my goals were because he passed them to me perfectly. Like, what? Why would you just like, oh, he's not on my team? No.
Right.
Well, why would you assume he's on my team?
He does say, I don't have any objections, but I am annoyed he's annoyed that he assumed, but he still doesn't disagree.
He backtracks it real quick, but still, yeah, that first initial, why would you assume you're on my team it was annoying.
Yeah.
It was dumb. Just dumb.
So he had that. So it kind of goes all over the place here. So he has that and it's just like, and then, your boy comes over and says, hey, Isagi, join our crew. And I was like, if he says yes to that, we're skipping strike two. That's strike three. Isagi's out of here.
You're out.
Yeah.
Special rule.
He stuck with his guy. And so he redeemed himself, in my opinion, by doing that. I'm curious about these, but I'm most curious about your guys' thoughts on his decision, though, to join Nagi and Nagi's decision to ditch his guy. What were your guys' thoughts on all those decisions?
I knew.
I'll go first.
Okay, go ahead.
Oh, sorry. Well, I was going to say mine's easy because I loved it. Like, from a character perspective, you know, I wanted to see Nagi play more. I do think it fits with what we've seen from these characters. Nagi's never been challenged, and he mentions that, like, this was the most dangerous guy that we played, so I want to play with this guy because he's the most interesting to me, basically. So I think that fits with his personality that we've seen so far. It was pretty cold-hearted of just to be like, all right, I'm heading out. But I'm still glad it happened. That's it. I don't really like the purple hair dude, so I'm not really into that. So
it worked for me because that purple hair good guy, he shot himself in the foot. Like, I'm gonna ride the coattails of this this natural born soccer player, and
that's true.
Now that he realizes that he actually has a desire to play, like, what use am I? I don't really have a use anymore. He doesn't say that. But that's how I'm looking at him as a viewer. I'm like, yeah, you don't have a use, man. He's moved past you. You've got him in this, and you're gone now. What are you gonna do? Whatever team you're on, are you gonna be as good as you think you are? Probably not.
That was gonna be my question. So is it gonna be a Nico situation where he's forced to awaken and he'll continue on in the show, or is it like he's gonna fade?
I think he's gonna fade. Nagi is the one on that team that awakened.
It's true.
I think he'll be around, but I don't think he's going to awaken to the point of other characters.
Yeah.
I do think he'll continue in the show. Again, you don't put that much thought into the hair of a character if he's not going to continue.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
I don't disagree with that.
That's true. Did you notice his bangs are uneven?
Ah.
Yeah, Rich
Hills.
Rich kids.
All rich kids have uneven bangs.
Yeah.
Just find a rich kid. Look
part
at
of the
bangs.
Territory. Yeah.
Yep. It's a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Terrible barbers. For all their wealth, they choose terrible barbers.
That upper crust, man. I tell you.
Ah.
Uneven upper crust.
Ah.
There's actually a lot of bangs comments in this show that, like, they call my guy, the dribbling guy, they point out his bangs. Nico always has his bangs in his face. There's a lot of hair bang, a lot of hair talk in this show.
Yeah.
It's good.
A lot of bangs.
A lot of bangs.
let me ask you guys a question. Are you disappointed in the twist that there were no other buildings? Team V through Z are the only characters. Teams A through whatever, they don't exist. So it was just this one building. So they're really not 200 and something rank. They're actually in the 20s or whatever. How'd you feel about that? That twist.
So, yeah, I mentioned there was not twists. That was a twist. I forgot. We didn't even talk about that. I enjoyed it, actually. I know it was all for the purpose of deception and like forcing the characters to work out of desperation. But I did kind of like that there was not these basically like the rich kids of the camp that they were going to have to face. Because I just didn't want them to have to go through that many characters and teams. It shortened the amount of things that were going to happen considerably. And kind of to Colb's point, allowed us to get into this rhythm of diversity of what they're doing in the challenges. So I was not that disappointed that there was not these insane, like people using AI to train teams. And it was just natural talent that's been diamonds in the rough is what he calls them.
I remember earlier in the show, Colb, I don't know the exact verbiage, but said something along the lines of, I'm so curious what these other buildings look like. Like, we've seen these all-stars here and we're in the lowest numbers. Yeah. Can you imagine what all the other ones are at? And I think of that comment and I think of the high powered players we've seen. And it makes sense, like that there's not, I mean, how much higher can you go? Like the other guys have rockets and blowtorches and knives and
this is all pro players. They're already pro players.
It's
Messi's running around out there.
And I will say, I didn't predict it. Won't go to be that bold. But at the beginning of our first two episodes, it felt like Ego was saying a lot more than normal. You're garbage, you're trash, diamonds in the rough. He was saying it a lot. And I'm like, wait a minute here. And then they talked about these other places are running. I started to get the feeling of, wait, I wonder if these other places even exist. Again, I didn't predict it, but I was getting those feelings. And you so when it happened, I was like, that guy.
It's your military training.
Oh, that's probably what it is.
That is it.
Because I remember when I was watching you train, because they had that viewing day and they were just treating you like garbage. All the other cadets, they get good food. Mm-hmm. They don't actually have to run. And then at the end, they're like, surprise. You remember? Remember that? It was a Wednesday.
Yeah. That's so crazy. I completely forgot that happened.
Then we all went to Chuck E. Cheese.
And we all went to Chuck E. Cheese. Ah, yes. Chuck E. Cheese. I haven't been there in so long. Colb, what about you? What were your feelings on it?
My feelings, I've never been to Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah. Ever?
I'm so sick of it.
Never.
Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah, Dave and Buster's is where it's at.
Never been there either.
What?
Yeah, I don't
have
a place.
Have you been?
Like,
Have you ever left your house?
Oh, I left my house, but you drive 20 miles one way, you get to a cornfield, you drive 20 miles the other way, and you get more corn. So, like, what are you going to do?
Did you go to the Quick Trip? And
we don't have Quick Trips here. That's all Wisconsin stuff.
Oh, man. Wait, isn't there Quick Trips in Iowa?
I don't live in Iowa.
Isn't that what's on JFK? Quick Trip?
Again, they built the year I left.
Still doesn't live in Iowa.
Yeah. Doesn't matter if it's their chest or not. I don't live there.
Now I'm just curious. Oh, man. Hilarious.
Yeah. Thanks for making me feel terrible about where I live.
Hey, but you live near a lake?
The closest McDonald's to me is literally 25 minutes away.
Do you do the roller coaster when you go there?
No, because that's a Ben thing. I don't want to steal it from him.
It's more like honoring.
Well, and it's a group thing.
Yeah, you need people. And you, I think we've already proven I don't live by people.
That but you have your own people. They're called your family.
Oh, they're not funny, though.
Oh, it's funny because it's true.
Actually, his kids cracked me up when I was visiting. I thought they were hilarious.
I wouldn't even recognize them. It's been years.
Yep.
That's probably true.
They're all as tall as Colb at this point.
Is Michael driving yet?
He was when I saw him.
That boy. Still getting out of diapers last time I saw him.
He was changing himself, was he? That's good. Colb, you should move down here. Just move down.
Nah, I like snow.
I don't have a response.
That's fine. You don't have to. Most people hate it, and those people can leave.
I did.
He did.
That's fine. I'll visit.
Those people.
Those people.
By those people, we just mean Chest. Yeah. No, actually, I think one of my favorite memories of the Midwest is the first snow. You can't beat the first snow. It just looks great. It's amazing. Mm. Also, the amount of intensity behind clearing snow in the Midwest.
Ooh.
Highest respect. The South, we fall apart. Everybody's dead. Everybody. Yep. Immediately. Snow falls. Everybody's dead. Can't do anything. Might as well stay home for 10 weeks. Gotta wait for that frost to melt by 10 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting a light dusting, so we're going to cancel schools for the next 2 weeks, just in case. Don't go outside. You might die.
Is that what your weather people sound like?
Yeah. And now on to sports. Sally, what you got?
Well, over in sports, we... Why do they all sound the same?
It's all the same person, Sally. It's just me in here on News 2, Channel 2. You know what, News 2? I do you a disservice. News 2 is great. I've actually been interviewed by News 2. About snow, ironically. That's hilarious.
They I'm pretty sure you said this on air before also.
I'm sure I have. Yeah.
Because you had said they had asked you, since we're all shutting down for the snow, what are good animes to watch?
They
do you not remember that story? No.
They did. I told them, what did I tell them? The earthquake?
No. Did you guys see that?
What?
We have the train is off the tracks, people.
Oh, yeah, we are not even
on the recording. It said like reconnected or something, so I was like, oh, shoot.
Oh, that happens occasionally.
Yeah, don't worry. I saw that too.
It probably wasn't even a different track of audio at this point.
This feels like back in college where we all knew we needed to go to bed, but we didn't want to, but we couldn't think of anything to do or to talk about, so we just kind of giggled and farted around, but then at the same time we're all like, we should really be in bed, and then but no one would leave. That's kind of what we're doing right now.
Yeah.
The worst of it is when it was in finals week, and you're like, it's 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
I got a finals at 8. It'll probably be fine. Study.
Should probably start studying.
Yeah, you should probably start studying it too. We had a Harry Potter marathon one time, and was it Shelley? Somebody was on my loft and they were eating chips, but they were asleep. They had fallen asleep and they still were half asleep, probably not fully asleep, but they were like, they didn't know they were eating chips. Like we woke them up and they were like, I'm still eating chips. It was great.
Oh, sounds like an idiot, whoever it was.
I don't know who that could be. Whose last name I spoke of. It's great. Well, We are not quite at the edge of a cliffhanger. We're about to enter into a new section here, so it's good. I think that's why we went off track, is because we did get some conclusions, some good pause here, and it was good for the show aspect. So it's good. No, I'm excited. We're about to go into second selection. Oh,
prediction.
Last question. I'm gonna bring it back. Yeah. So prediction. Do you think that they will? I mean, you can say however you want, but there's kind of like they will either win and take somebody, or they will lose and somebody will be taken. So do you think they will win? And if they win, who are they going to take? And if they lose, who's going to get taken? That's the questions on the table.
And then one other question. Who will be the third member of the Chiguri and Kurigami team?
Ooh, yeah. Okay. It's a good one. It's a good one. Kobe, you go first.
All right. Our team is going to lose, and they are going to take your guy, Chess, the dribbling guy. Not the new one.
Oh, not Nagi. They're going to take
Nagi.
A dribbling guy.
They're going to take a dribbling guy. So it's going to be Isagi and Nagi that have to stay back.
Okay. You know what?
Because I feel like it's got to be a little bit of a twist. There's no way they're going to win. They can't win. Well, they might win, but I don't think they're going to win, and I don't think they're going to do, let's just take Naki so we get our team back together. I don't think it's going to be that easy. I think they're going to take our dribbling guy.
What do you think?
That was going to be my guess, actually, and it still will be. I think our team's going to lose, and I think they're going to take Naki.
Okay.
Kolba's giving me pause, but I'm going to stick with what I
like
was going to say. Which
you know,
is Ben's.
I take some risks, and I'm 99% wrong. So, you know.
I don't know. This one feels right to me.
Yeah, it does feel right, Cole.
I think me and Ben are going to be like, nah, not happening. Didn't happen at all. Okay,
we'll
see. Then who's the third member of Chiguri?
That's going to be tough.
It's a whole lot of people to select from. I think
I feel like Trader's going to make it through. But they're gonna delay on picking him. They're not gonna want him right away.
I think it's Bakugo. Ooh, I think that'd be hilarious.
My guess,
he's got a lot of skill.
I think it's gonna be someone that's not on our team. So whether it's Nico or like the King.
Or
one of the twins, the guy that the one that doesn't talk.
Oh,
it'll
gosh,
be one of those guys. Yeah. That's what I think. It'll be someone that's not on our team.
I hope it's the King. I do hope that, actually.
I think it's going to be someone from our team.
Ooh.
And who I want it to be is the goalie, because then again, that's my top three characters.
That would be
my
great.
Team.
That'd be great.
Dream team. But who I think it will be, I'm going to go with the research I did, and number five, the fifth person in paper, rock, scissors, depending on how you were raised, was the guy who can do those really crazy dives.
I forgot about him.
Oh, shoot. I like him.
The
lanky
wild
guy. Gargoyle. Yeah.
Gargoyle.
I'm going to put my money on him for who I think it's going to be, and who I want it to be is the goalie.
Okay. All right. Well,
you know, Jess, did you answer?
We'll find out. I did. I said Bakugo.
Oh, that's right. You know what I hope, Ben? I hope the goalie gets a chance to be out as a striker, and then he's amazing. Like, he's super good, but no one knew it because he was always in the goal.
Yeah.
And like, then they have to decide, what do we do? Do we keep him in the goalie or do we let him be out?
What do we do here?
That would be fun.
If he makes it through, he obviously scored 100 goals.
Well, okay.
We're assuming that. Oh, sorry. Yeah, you go, Ben.
If he makes it through is what I'm saying.
Or that his test is even that way.
Yes. I think everyone's test is different.
Yeah.
Or do you think, Chess, they're all doing the 100 goals?
I think they all have to score 100 goals. I think they're tailored to each person's quirk or weapon. But we don't really know what his is, because he's, because a striker is not a goalkeeper, but someone has to play goalkeeper.
Right, right.
And he did that intentionally, because now we know they have this blue lock man system. Could have just done that for goalie ego, but you didn't on purpose, because someone's going to play goalie. So it was intentional.
Mm-hmm.
And because he could have said, here's 10 players and a automaton goalie souped up or whatever. But he said, you got to have a goalie. But there's no way that a striker, because he is a striker, his weapon is being a goalie. So I think he had to score 100 goals if he makes it through. And I don't know what his weapon is. We don't know, actually, I don't think. Unless he said all it right, like way back.
That's fair. I'm under the impression that they all had something different. Not everyone had to score 100 goals. I think it's whatever their skill was. So, like, I bet our ball handling guy, he didn't have to score 100 goals. I bet he had to, like, dribble between different defenders or, you know, something like that. Because when that lady's talking about this system, she's, like, explaining how amazing it is, and then she complains about how much it costs. It was during that scene that you saw all these different screens of different players, and I don't think they were doing the same thing.
That's what I gathered as well.
Could be.
Yeah, maybe 100 defenders he had to dribble around.
Yep. He had a nutmeg 100 defenders that don't have legs.
Yep. No legs.
Makes it difficult.
Yeah. Oh, man. I'm excited to see all these little teams that form and different. I'll be honest. When I first realized, it kind of brought me back to the individual side of things again. I was a little sad because I was like, oh man, now we're kind of what you were alluding to, Chest. But the way they played it out, my excitement was right back. And I was like, this is also really exciting. I like the, and yeah, I've gotten so many Squid Game vibes as well. Just so many of the ways they're doing it, tricking you, teams, this, now you're with this person, now you're against that person. And the images that's like, they're not dying, but when someone loses, it's like horrifying.
Yeah.
the animation and the facial expressions, you're like, oh man, tough day at work.
Understatement of the century.
Yeah, we all know about that.
Yeah. You ain't lying. So, we've made predictions. We're going to find out. Like, literally, probably in this next episode, I would guess. I don't think we'll have to wait too long. So, viewers, listeners, whatever you choose to be, come with us on this journey next week on Three Dads talking about anime.
What do you get when you add 2 + 1? You get three dads talking about anime. What do you get when three guys love anime? You get three dads talking about anime. What do you get when those three guys start having kids?
Dads.
And so
become fathers
and each have kids.
Separately. Went on
each
to
each play separate house. Ways.
What happens?
So
you get three dads talking about anime.
Three dads.
Three dads talk about anime.